My name is Christian White, the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. Today's video blog, the subject is helping patients to say yes. We at White & Associates Practice Consulting believe that dentistry is a relationship-based business, and we believe that the relationship the patient has with the dentist and with the rest of the dental team will make or break that dental practice. There are two words that every dentist is very familiar with: efficiency and effectiveness. In dentistry, when we're talking about efficiency, we're talking about procedure times. How long does it take to do the crown? How long does it take to do the implant? When we're talking about effectiveness, we're talking about how we make patients feel in our presence. In dentistry, it is next to near impossible to be effective and being efficient at the same time. Here's a really good example. If you can just imagine that you and your spouse are going out to a 4-star restaurant for your wedding anniversary. If you go to that restaurant and you are treated efficiently, you will never come back. If you are treated effectively, you will come back. You're there, you're going to the restaurant for a feeling. It's not just all about the food, and in dentistry, it's just not all about the dentistry. It's about how you make the patient feel in your practice. Marketing is all about understanding people's behaviors. In dentistry, we're always trying to understand, how patients decide to say yes. In dentistry, we use intraoral cameras, we use 3D milling machines, and we use cone beam x-rays to try and accomplish that. But in reality, for most patients, that's not what helps them decide on which dental practice to choose or whether to say yes to your diagnosis. There are four things that dentists and their teams need to remember and focus on if they want the patient to say yes. Number one, patients accept dentistry for their reasons, not yours. In dentistry, we need to understand the patient's wants. What is it that they want before we begin to clinically diagnose and talk about something with them? Number two, patients say yes to non-clinical benefits, not clinical procedures. Patients do not know what 3-millimeter pockets are. They don't know what crowns are. And they don't know what implants are. You do because you went to dental school. They didn't. So you need to focus on the benefits of the treatment that you're diagnosing for them. How is it going to change their life? Focus on that. Patients say yes based on emotion and justify with logic. In dentistry, we always start with the logic first. We always talk about the clinical procedure and the clinical benefits to the patient. And at that point, we've already lost them. If you want them to engage with you, focus on the emotion. Focus on the non-clinical benefits of what you're diagnosing for them and help them see how the dentistry that you're talking about is going to help them and be of benefit to them. Number four, this is how you build trust in a dental practice. It's much more important for your patients to feel understood by you than it is for them to understand your treatment plan. Dentists get really good at asking good questions and listening. Your patients need to feel that you care about them and they're not just the vehicle that's wheeling teeth into the operatory for you. That's exceptionally important.